to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone...
Welcome to Stephanie's Train Travels, episode 13.
Lucky number 13.
Number 13.
Are you superstitious?
I am. Oh, okay. I was born on June 13th, 1964, by the way.
Oh, so it's a good superstition.
So my birthday's coming up.
Hint, hint.
Yahoo.
Hint, hint, people that
send
listen.
Send your gifts. Pink.
Send your gifts at 220 Main Street, Green Door Books in Hobart,
there
Indiana.
You go. And it's got to be pink, people.
Stephanie, last name, Utt, U-T-T.
Thank you very much.
Put it on the package. Make sure the package is pink.
I am so excited, you guys. I got two more trips, and then I'm going on vacation. Guess where I'm going?
Where are you going?
Montana.
You already told me.
I know.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, they don't know. So anybody want to come with me? I'm so excited. I really am. I've been promising my boys, the conductors out there in Shelby, Montana, that I'm coming. But this time, I am coming. So it's going to be so exciting.
You've never been out there either.
I've never. Yeah. Been going there for 28 years.
Driving past it for 28 years.
And now I'm going to go.
And you've driven past it so many times. You probably have an idea exactly what you want to do.
Oh well, I will tell you what I'm going to do. I have a plan for every day. On Friday, when I arrive, June 1st, by the way, we are going to go karaoke with my buddy Bob Cleverly, who is, by the way, Montana karaoke champion.
He's a champion?
He is the Montana state champion karaoke guy.
Huh.
It's amazing.
Does he have a particular song that he brings a house down
My
with?
Way, Frank Sinatra.
Ah.
Of course. So I'm thinking I might have to do a Barbra Streisand kind of My Way, Frank Sinatra thing.
Duet?
A duet, yes.
Well, they call it, they have these DJs that will mix a song. Well, they'll flip back and forth between a song.
I don't know if Shelby's that, you know. Technology and enhanced. But anyway, so that's going to be our first night. And then the next day is Saturday, where my buddy D from Shelby, Montana, also a conductor, is going to take me on a antique automobile parade. Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
Are you a car person? Like, do you know your way around? No.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, me neither. They look nice. The classics, they like they all look.
And then they're going to take me to Great Falls, Montana, and I'm going to go to a famous tiki bar where there's a live mermaid that swims. I'm like, I don't know what that's all about. I don't know, but whatever.
Tiki bar.
Yeah, a tiki bar.
I might end up meeting you there. You know,
I
love tiki stuff.
I know. I'm going to have to get you some kind of souvenir from there.
Well, it's funny. We're doing a little construction in the studio, and I have particular decorations that I had in mind.
I know.
The dollar store was saving me some money, but Stephanie walked in and cracked up. Well, it's a mess in here right now, but...
But it's okay.
But in the corner, there is an inflated palm tree.
I see that. Yeah.
Hey, you got a big kick out of that.
It's unusual. It looks like a green monster, actually.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a palm tree.
Yeah. I'd get your money back.
I'm gonna write palm tree on it.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like a palm tree. It looks like a green, scary monster.
Oh.
What's that?
Coconuts.
Yeah, okay, coconuts. Well, that's what you want to call it. Whatever.
So how long are you out there for?
I'm going to be out there for 7 days.
Awesome.
Anybody want to come join me? Come on.
And you're taking the train.
I'm taking the train. Guess what happened?
What happened?
I was supposed to have a free trip after all these years, because I didn't use it within a year, gone.
Oh, no. Oh, well.
I'll let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to do the coach on the way out and do a sleeper on the way home. So it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
I am so looking forward to it.
Awesome.
I'll send you a postcard.
Thank you. You can hand it to me when you get back, too. Postcards are nice. Nice to get a postcard in the mail.
Yes, it is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I have over a
thousand. Once again... Birthday is June 13th.
1964.
220 Main Street.
I want to be 54.
Ouch. 54 years young. Oh, address God. It to Stephanie Utt.
That's correct.
Pink wrapping paper, or it will not be accepted.
Send it back.
So what I wanted to talk about with you, because we had a whole plan about what we were going to do the next like month and a half as far as shows, and I as I like to do with all the shows that we do at Green Door, derail things. It has nothing to do with the train, but...
Don't say derailed. It's a bad word.
It is a bad word. I won't say that. I just realized what I said.
Take it back.
I take it back.
Take it back.
So
back.
What I do want to talk about is I want to go back to when you first started.
Oh, God.
Because a lot of these are, you know, Stephanie's train travels, Ooh. Your adventures, working for the train, the things you had to learn, how you know, what you had to
it
do. So
hard.
What I'd like you to go back to is what it was like, you know, maybe that first time. And then, I mean, mix it up if you have a first time, second time, third time, like maybe that whole first month. But that first time walking on the train,
it was scary.
The intimidation, but also I'm sure you were excited because you wanted to travel because you do, you know, when you talked about it when we first started the show, that you did fall in love with everything about it.
It took a while.
So tell us about it. Like,
okay.
Tell us about, you know, getting dressed, getting ready.
Oh, my God.
Were you late? Were you early?
I was always early. I'm an early birdie. Always, always. I'm like, I show up like 3-4 hours early.
Yeah.
Always. And people are like, what are you doing here? Okay. I recall one of the very first trips that I remember is going to Seattle. And you work... with the Seattle people, and it was half Seattle. The dining car basically was Seattle crew members, and then it was Chicago. But I always remember how much, God, they were so much fun. But also, it was intimidating because you're working with old timers. I mean, you're talking about people that have been out there 20, 25 years, and here you come along. You've only been out there maybe a month, maybe 2 months. And so, you know, you'd sit down in the dining car with these folks and, you know, and eat at the crew table. And I was like a little mouse. I'm not that way anymore. I'm a big mouse. but it was so intimidating because you didn't know what you were doing. I mean, I remember... that I was so sick to my tummy because of the altitude, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, I'm from Chicago. We don't have mountains
in
Chicago.
Right.
And so when we started to get through Glacier Park in Whitefish, Montana, you have, number one, lack of sleep, big time. I mean, you're trying to stay awake. You're trying to do your job. And... here comes the altitude, and then here comes the intimidation of trying to find your way with crew members and just, you know, just be part of the crew, you know? And it was very, very difficult. It was very intimidating. And then I remember talking to my passengers and the coaches, because back then I worked the coaches. Oy, that was hard. That was for Barbara. Oy. that was very, very hard. Just trying to stay awake, trying to keep.
So you
it
think
together.
The staying awake was the hardest thing, or just the unexpected exhaustion? Like you,
I think
you were
the,
young, so you had energy and excitement of a
new
job.
I did, but it was. You didn't know what you were doing. To be honest with you, I mean, you didn't know for. Several years, how to keep it together, how to look professional, how to, you know, you didn't know which side of the train to open up the door because no one told you. Mm-hmm. And that was so hard. Mm-hmm. Very difficult, very difficult. But you found your way eventually, but you also wanted to be part of the crew, you know, and to blend in and... and to, you know, blend in with your passengers and look professional. But, I mean, it was you were constantly going, going, going. It was 18 hours on that train every day. I don't care what they tell you. When your schedule says, you know, 12 hours, 10 hours, no. You were constantly, because I always wanted to be my best.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would always stay up past my schedule time because I wanted to make sure, like, my bathrooms were perfect, my coach car was perfect. I just wanted my crew seat was perfect. I don't know. It was what's that called when you're
professionalism?
No. Well, OCD.
Oh, OCD.
Is that what it's called? I think.
Yeah, but it's not like you were. Yeah. It's not like you had everything straightened out and you touched it again, or maybe you did.
I think I did.
Yeah.
OCD.
Well, that's okay. That just means you're a super super professional.
Well, I just wanted to be better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that was, and then, you know, I ran into people out there, other crew members that are like, what are you doing? Why aren't you in bed? I'm like, well, because I have to straighten stuff up. Well, go to bed. Do you know what you're doing? Go to bed. I'm like, well, but.
There's stuff to do.
There's stuff to do.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool. Yeah.
And how long, so you said years before you know everything, but how long before you started to go, you know what, I think I'd make a, like, it was pretty quick that you were walking on the train, looking around, doing the work, a little bit of sleep deprivation, but you were looking around going, I think I can do this. Like, this, I think this is going to be my career. Did it happen fast, or
no,
did it?
I think it was at least 2 or 3 years.
Really?
Yeah. Because when you're first come out of class, you're thrown out into a coach situation, and then I was so scared of the sleepers. I didn't know what I was doing in that sleepers, and then finally I realized I want to be in the sleepers, you know, and I did. And you know what? I can honestly say I am a super sleeping car attendant now. I'm rocking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with the sleeping car stuff, what was the most difficult thing at the beginning? Was it dealing with, like, trying to be nice to people and making sure that you knew the shortcuts to working with them?
I think you're intimidated once you're gone from a coach car to a sleeper because it's so much more personable, and you have 21 rooms, and I was scared because I didn't quite know how to talk to people back then. And I didn't know how to explain the different things that were in the sleeping car. And now I do. Yeah. Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. So we got the vacation stuff. We got your...
Montana. I'm a-coming. Woohoo. I'm going to go fishing.
Are you going to go fishing?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you mention that earlier and I missed it?
No, I didn't. Okay. I'm sorry. My buddy Jason Bug, a conductor, is going to take me kayaking.
Oh, nice.
Which I understand that I'm going to be in a kayak. He's going to be in a kayak. So I'm kind of scared.
Oh, it's easy.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
You don't usually kayak through, like, crazy waters. You just sit there in, like, very shallow.
Okay, I hope
so. It's usually shallow water.
Don't take
those
me
things
off.
Are awesome to be easy to float in.
I hope there's no, like, Niagara Falls or something.
No. They don't do that to people.
But I'm so excited. He's going to take me fishing. And it's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good,
I'm so excited.
Nice.
Yeah. Yahoo.
So let's do a couple train terms.
Oh, I'm ready.
And then we'll talk a little bit more before we close
up. I told you that my friends on the train have donated 4 pages, lookout people, of train terms. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah. So that's very cool. Okay. Go into my notebook.
For everybody listening, she has lots of pink pages in the notebook. It's
I
a
do.
Regular notebook.
It is.
But there are a lot of pink pages and envelopes. This is this is a podcast and it's audio only. I just wanted to paint the picture.
Okay.
Stephanie likes pink.
I do like pink.
And Barbara Streisand.
Of course. Okay. Here I am. Okay. Train terms. Number 1. I know this sounds weird.
Okay.
It's called That'll Do.
That'll Do. What is a that'll do?
Stop.
Oh, that's a word for stop.
Yep, that means stop. When somebody says, train 8, that'll do, that means stop.
Huh.
Interesting, right?
Yes, that's like when you're on walkie-talkies back in the day, you say over to mean
out.
That what you said was over.
Right.
And you don't usually use the word over in conversation so that everybody knows.
This will say, why don't they just say stop?
Because that way, I think it's... I think it's so you can use the word stop in a regular conversation.
Oh.
That way you use a code so you know.
That'll do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's like a weird phrase. It's
not
a common
weird?
Thing.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That'll do.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good
that
one.
That was one. Okay, number two, slow order.
Slow order?
Slow order.
Okay.
Temporary speed restriction on the main line. That's a good one.
That's a good one, too.
That's a good one. Yeah, we were going into a slow kind of train term episode.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's
Do you want to do a couple more?
Sure. Okay, well, I have more. Short timer.
Short timer?
I bet you can't guess what that is.
A quick train? Nope. Short train trip?
Nope. A railroad employee about to retire.
Ah.
Different. Gotcha.
That's pretty cool.
I gotcha.
I like that one.
Okay, you do?
Yeah.
How about air hose? Ooh.
I just think of an air hose.
Air hose, a fatter of two hoses used to make air between cars.
All right, air hose then.
Okay, air hose. Yep.
Okay.
So we got four train terms.
Awesome. Lucky you guys.
I got four more pages though.
Nice. We're good for like a year.
We're stocked up on yeah. train terms.
Well, I'd actually like to talk more about, is there anything about those first, like right at the beginning, was there something that you were, even before you got on the train, when
yes.
you were on your first trip, was there something that you were, maybe the reality of the situation was different, but when you first, before you got on there, it was like, ooh, I can't wait to this. Ooh, I can't, like, maybe I can't wait to get on the train. Maybe I can't wait to take my first, like, sleep for the first time on the train or see the
first. Very first time I went on the California Zephyr, I had always heard about that train. I mean, it was so intimidating. But again, the altitude got me. And back in the day, when we got to our hotel, guess what? I had to share a room with somebody.
Stranger. Obviously.
Well, yeah, a coworker.
Coworker, but
yeah, they stopped doing that now. But that was tough. And usually, I'm a non-smoker. And all the people that I shared rooms with,
all
guess
smokers.
What? Smokers.
And that was back then. You could smoke in the room.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It was a different time. I'm glad they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, but I remember the very first trip going to Seattle. The person that they put me with, her name was Stephanie also.
Oh.
Yeah. And guess what? That woman could shop. She came back to the room. I don't know how many outfits she bought, but it was like a fashion show. It was, I always remember that. She took me under her wing. She took me to Spaghetti Warehouse, for dinner, and she treated me. And it was so lovely of her. But, I always remember her telling me, you have to take care of yourself. Always, 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 always. And I always remember that. It was good talk.
It's very good advice.
Yeah.
That's what you tell me all the time.
Yeah. Well,
so far, I don't listen.
So far, you're not listening. You're stressing me out. I'm worried about you, bud.
Ah.
Yeah.
So that was something that was different. But what, like, was there a particular, so it was the train was the main draw. Like, you heard all
yes,
about the California Zephyr, and you just wanted to be in it and look, like, you know, work the train.
It was incredible. The scenery, just the history of it all. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was, to this day, I don't know how the heck they built those tracks up there through the Sierra Mountains, through the Colorado Rockies. It is the most, I have to say something about the tradition. In the summer, when you're traveling through the Colorado Rockies, I don't know who started this, but we call it the California, California Moon.
The California Moon?
The California Zephyr Moon. For some reason, people that are rafting on the Colorado River, they stand up in their raft and they moon us.
Tradition.
I don't know why. Who started that? Why? Whose idea was that to pull down your pants and show your buttocks to
passing 300, strangers?
300 people on a train. I don't understand.
We just want to look at beautiful America.
I don't want to see it. Put it away.
Beautiful American landscape. Here you
but,
go.
But it's amazing that the first time I saw that, I'm like, what is happening? I mean, why are you pulling down your pants and showing your buttocks on a rowing
kayak or rowboat?
on a river. I don't understand. So I always mentioned that when I was on that train. I kind of miss that train. And I hear we have changed hotels and things are a lot different over there. But I'm kind of getting a hankering to go over there to see the scenery. And there's a lot more passengers over there. But I'm kind of like, you know, safe in my Portland zone.
Yeah.
And my Pichas Micha, which I went to last trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
So I'm really excited for you with your vacation coming up.
Oh God, yes.
Vacations are always good.
I am so excited. I really, really am. It's the very first time I'm going to Montana to hang out with my I call my cowboys. Giddy up.
You know a lot of people, so it's nice that you finally get to like spend off the clock time.
I'm actually going to print out flyers. Stephanie's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am. I'm so excited.
Awesome. So I think for this episode, we're all set.
Come with me to Montana, anybody out there.
Yeah. Am I missing anything?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. So June, when are you going out there?
I leave May 31st. I arrive Friday, June 1st. I'm staying at the Best Western, by the way.
Okay.
And I'm going to be there for 7 days. And then I get back on the train. I'm going to go to Tiki Bar. I'm going to go kayaking. I'm going to be in a automobile antique parade. I don't understand it, but but it's going to be cool. Hopefully, it'll be a pink car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be some pink on it. Nice. Well, I mean, you'll be wearing pink, so.
And we're going to go karaoke.
Yeah.
Yep, with my buddy, Bob Cleverly.
Championship karaoke guy.
Yeah,
awesome.
He is.
All right, Stephanie. Well, I thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
You're listening to Stephanie's Train Travels. If you saw this on the flyer or however you have been listening, we do record out of Hobart, Indiana. And in Hobart, Indiana, we are part of the Green Door Network, which is part of Green Door Books and Studio in Hobart, Indiana. And what we're trying to do is revamp the downtown city of Hobart. So
what about the record bin?
Yep. So if you're in Hobart, check out Tom Lange's record bin. Stephanie just went in there. They did
five albums.
They did a soft opening the other day. Stephanie went in there and
bought
patroned
five
them.
Albums.
Yeah, really nice people. Really good people. there's some, you know, the very very front of the store is like a little mini museum. I actually walked in there and saw a bunch of Monkees memorabilia. I was nuts about the Monkees when I was little.
Oh.
A bunch of signed records and stuff that's not for sale. It's just for show.
Right.
Tom is the owner, Tom Lounges, and he's been in the music industry and the broadcasting industry for
very interesting. And his wife also, Alice.
Both awesome people.
Yeah. She kind of guided me through stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Super nice people. But that
very cool.
The front of the so they have a great selection of vinyl, and other things like cassettes and some electronic equipment and some t-shirts and old stuff, some posters from the Star Plaza Theater that are classic. But what he's going to do in the front is it's going to be a rotation of a lot of the music memorabilia he has.
Right.
So maybe this week it's a signed record, and next week he's got guitars signed by Buddy Guy.
And I was there, and somebody was asking about, well, we don't have a turntable. He sells turntables also.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The kids are like, well, I'm going to buy an album, but I don't have a turntable. I'm like, oh, my God. How can you not have a turntable? That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, vinyl has been making a comeback for about eight, nine years now.
It's my
great.
World. I love vinyl.
Yeah, yeah.
Forget about CDs.
Well, at the bookstore, we also are, in about a month, we're gonna bring back Vinyl Night, where people come in and just everybody gets one side to play. So every 10 minutes, 15, we change the side.
Guess who I'm playing.
Oh, yeah, I know. Barbara.
Oh, my God, Barbara. so cool is that?
Yeah, so we have, Green Door Books, Green Door Books and Studio. We got Tom Lange's record bin, and you can walk down the street. There's Librarium Coffee if you want a good cup of coffee and some. They actually have really, really, like, it's a husband and wife team, and Katie is a hell of a baker.
Wow.
She's got really good cookies, and she mixes it up. Yeah, really good coffee. And actually, they both experiment with different flavors of not just coffee, but other drinks. It's really
delicious. We're getting crazy here in Hobart, man.
Yeah. We got Montego Bay also.
Yeah. Oh,
Jamaican
don't
restaurant.
Talk about your cheeseburger again. Oh, Lord, help us.
Best cheeseburger in Northwest Indiana.
Actually,
but they have shrimp. Their lunch special, those jerk shrimp tacos.
Tom and Alice had chicken wings yesterday and a big cake.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, keep an eye out. I know we kind of dragged this out, but
sorry.
You know, Stephanie's Train Travels, it's on the Green Door Network on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, everything, any app that you can use to listen to podcasts. If you already heard it, you found us, so good.
Yay.
But tell a friend about it. Tell them to subscribe if you like the show. We're trying to set everything up so that Stephanie has a full Facebook page so she can interact with you guys and email and all that stuff. So that's coming in the future. We just have to set it up. She's hesitant, but it's okay. People are actually very supportive and very nice. And so far, you guys have been really supportive, and we both appreciate
thank
it
you.
Very much. So with that, I will say thank you to the audience. Thank you to you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
And Stephanie, what do you got to say?
I want you guys to come with me on a train trip. I don't know what you're doing out there. I don't know. Come take the train. I leave Sunday. Tomorrow, actually. Oh, my God. That's right. Mm-hmm. I got to pack. I got to go.
Thank you.
See ya.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly. I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band out. I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it. But whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection or freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once, right, sir? Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you see I'm gonna have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud of rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, that bell will go clang. Eye on the target and wham. One shot, one gunshot. Hey, Mr. Onstein, here I am. I'll march my band out. I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. Guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march my heart.